Welcome to ICTJ's podcast, in which we discuss justice and accountability in transitional contexts with leaders in human rights and international justice. I'm here today with Kelly Mudell, director of ICTJ's Gender Justice Program. Kelly recently returned from a meeting in Jordan on gender and transitional justice, which is part of a series of activities aimed at providing women policymakers and activists with tools to engage with transitional justice initiatives. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, there have been many changes since the beginning of this year, and I'm wondering if there are now new openings for dialogue and development in gender equality in the region, and how your programming is adapting to them.
I think there definitely is there are new developments and openings in certain countries, not necessarily as much in others, but I think if you look at Tunisia and Egypt, women have been at the forefront of the protests and calling for regime change and calling for economic justice. I think one of the challenges in a situation like that is that quite often, even though women have been involved in a period leading up to a peace or leading up to a transition and have been very vocal and have been leaders, they often then sort of fall by the wayside once the transitions take place and once new leaders come into power. And I think this is something that, you know, women in Egypt have been particularly concerned about. I think for our work, there are many more openings now in places like Tunisia and Egypt where they're dealing with criminal justice issues. They're dealing around issues of corruption. And we're talking with them about, you know, dealing with the past and massive human rights violations that took place during these regimes that fell. But also because they're dealing with and beginning to explore issues of vetting and reparations and truth-seeking. And in Tunisia, there's a fact-finding commission that's been operating, trying to explore the violations that took place during the revolutionary period. And there is quite a bit of evidence put together by women's groups that women were particularly targeted during protests to be taken aside by police and sexually assaulted as a form of intimidation.
With so much happening on the ground, how do you prioritize? How can you actually choose what to do on the ground?
I think a lot of it falls into sort of the criteria that we use when we engage in any situation, which is how to go into a situation and assess what the local gender justice priorities are, what local women's groups are concerned about, where they see their priorities being in terms of asserting equality for women and protecting women from violence. So at a conference that we held in ICTJ held in Tunisia, one of the main concerns that came out that women talked about was the issue, you know, of land rights, which is often, you know, in some ways seen outside of the transitional justice construct, but yet they very much saw the linkage between women victims' vulnerability in a post-revolutionary period with perhaps not being able to own land in certain parts of the country, and that they wouldn't then be able to support their families if their husbands had been detained or had been killed, and that they saw these linkages between what violations they faced during the revolutionary period and the sort of truth-seeking and fact-finding that is going on in Tunisia right now with the ongoing discrimination they face, and how these mechanisms perhaps can be used to suggest recommendations to such to change such laws or to ensure women's rights with regard to land or inheritance.
You recently returned from the conference in Jordan. Can you tell us about the outcomes of the conference?
Sure. The conference was a four-day event where we had 25 participants from Palestine, Jordan, Morocco, Lebanon, and Algeria, and then Tunisia and Egypt. The way we had structured the conference was that each day would take a look at a different transitional justice approach. So starting with criminal justice, then spending a day on truth-seeking, a day on reparations, and a day on vetting. And one of the outcomes is that we discussed a lot of issues around sequencing and what there's always a lot of questions around, you know, what mechanism should come first and how quickly can you get it in place? And I think, you know, because these changes have taken place in certain countries very rapidly, there is sort of an impatience of wanting to see something done and wanting to see people held accountable. But there needed to be, you know, sort of an acknowledgement that these processes can take a really long time. And just because something may not happen right away within the first year of a transition doesn't mean that a process can't take later, come into being later on. And one of the things that they acknowledged with that was that these type of exchanges between different countries was really, really helpful in seeing where each country was at and the strategies different activists were using. And so they wanted to be able to continue such an exchange. And so we began the idea of starting a network of gender and transitional justice in the region where activists would be able to continue to share, perhaps through some sort of web platform, what they were working on, what their strategies were, and the developments in their country so they could stay connected in a regionally focused way.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm just curious if there's been any forward movement on building that network.
Well, one of the partners has agreed to be the sort of coordinator of it, and there was much discussion over what sort of platform it would take, and I think we decided that it would be, you know, in some sort of Yahoo group or something like that to start off with. And one of the ways that we're going to develop that is that this is just the first in a series of meetings that ICTJ will be having with women's activists. The next set of meetings are going to be country-focused, so mm-hmm. they'll be happening in each of those countries, where we will focus more specifically on one or two mechanisms that they feel resonates more with their context and what they want.
What else will the program be doing in the coming months and years?
Well, we're hoping to do some more technical assistance work on the ground in Egypt and Tunisia. Particularly in Tunisia, there is a need around providing assistance around truth-seeking and making sure that women's experiences of the revolutionary period and the violence that took place there, but also under Ben Ali's regime, come to light and are surfaced and are publicly acknowledged. And in Egypt, I think, you know, we're doing work around trying to assess right now the criminal justice system because there's a lot of effort to pass different laws, and we're trying to see how that's working and if women are being considered in those the consultations around those laws, but also to see how the violations that happened during the conflict and directly or during the revolutionary period and directly after, such as the virginity tests that took place on women who had come to protest against the government, and whether there's any movement on around criminal justice, around holding people accountable for those. And so we're hoping to work closely with groups on the ground who are pursuing that.
Well, thanks for joining us, Kelly. Our listeners can learn more about ICTJ's gender justice work and transitional justice in the Middle East and North Africa region at www.ictj.org.